Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your insurance and financial needs nationwide is on your side. Ross. What's going on, Ross? How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Niners have won three in a row. We're going to get into a lot of the NFC today and where you think the pecking order is. But if I were to, I think I asked you last week if you thought the 49ers were a contender, and you said, you know, you thought they were a playoff team, but you wouldn't go as far as to say they're a Super Bowl contender. But what is it going to come down to in the NFC? Because it does seem like, you know, everybody's got their issues.
It was 2 weeks ago,
okay,
when the Niners were 7-4, and I said they are are the Niners are a good team, yeah, or the Niners a contender, and I said they are a good team, but they are not a contender. I kind of want to change my mind.
Oh, wow, Ross, this is the show.
Well, so listen, here's what's happened. Not only have they won two games convincingly since then, they've held back-to-back teams under double-digit points. Remember, my main concern was the defense without Bosa and Fred Warner and Mykal Williams and some of the guys they lost on that side of the ball. So since we spoke 2 weeks ago, they held two teams under double digits, and the Rams didn't look that great on Sunday. Now, that was mainly turnovers or whatever. The Eagles haven't looked that great in the last couple games. Mm. So in my mind, I thought Niners, good team. Defense lost too many guys and not at the level of the Rams and the Eagles. And by the way, they still might not be, but they look a lot closer now than they did 2 weeks ago. Mm. I mean, I can now see a scenario where the 49ers, with Kyle Shanahan doing what he does, with the defense seemingly much improved, I can now foresee a scenario where they do win three playoff games in a row. Wouldn't be easy. Probably wouldn't be likely. They'll probably be the underdog in all of them. But that does not seem as unlikely or as implausible as I felt like it did 2 weeks ago.
Wow, Ross, that's major, man. And I don't know if you know it or not. You and I got this thing about Robert Saleh and this defense, the state of it, all season long, and you told me proceed with caution. What has Robert Saleh done? How much credit does he deserve? And are other teams going to come calling because of how you just changed and me watching this defense when I thought they were, oh, they're in trouble? And now all of a sudden they're not, you know, people aren't just, they're not food for other offenses. What are you seeing from this defense and Cleve Farrell, who nobody wanted, and Keon White? I mean, how much credit does Lynch get in all this?
Well, there's a lot there. So first of all, I think Saleh will be, I don't know if sought after is the right word, but I think he'll get some interviews because I think people almost don't even count what happens when you're the head coach of the Jets. You know, it's almost like the Jets are in a different category on some level, and they don't hold that against him as much, especially when the truth is, didn't have a quarterback, then he got Rodgers, Rodgers got hurt, and then last year they never should have fired him when they fired him. You know, like, let the season play out. So that's number one. Number two, I'm glad you brought up John Lynch, because I do think that he's done a terrific job plugging holes as best as he could on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, you think about 91. I can't even pronounce his last name right now.
Okawanu.
Okawanu, yep. By the way, I'm doing a Westwood One game for the Niners-Colts later in the month. So
nice.
I'll have it nailed down by then. I'll have it nailed down by then. But Bethune, when he's been out there, and then you're right about Keon White, as well as, you know, what we've seen from Farrell, who feels like he's been with the Niners like three different times. I don't know how that's happened or whatever. The reality is, and this is annoying me because I should have looked it up, Chris Kachurik, that's the name, right? The D-line coach?
Yep.
Man, that guy's good. You know, that's the one thing I would say that the fans and talk radio miss is they don't recognize the importance of position coaches. We talk so much, of course, about the head coach and the quarterback and then the coordinators. I'm just telling you guys, I remember one year I was on a team and the running backs couldn't pick up a blitz to save their life. It was bad, really bad. The next year we got a new running backs coach. I don't remember missing one. And that's the story I give. Guys, I had 9 offensive line coaches in the NFL. And I can tell you that most of them were probably about right in the middle, right? But there were some that definitely gave us an advantage or an edge and contributed to us winning games. And there were others that were the opposite. They were not good. And they negatively impacted our ability to win games. And so what I would tell you is the delta between a good O-line coach or position coach and a bad one, that's enough that that could be the difference in the outcome of a game or two. I truly, truly believe that. And Kachurik is worth his weight in gold. I mean, the Eagles got rid of Bryce Huff. They didn't want him. They were ready to get rid of him. I mean, their whole D-line, for the most part, is – mid-round picks or guys that, you know, veterans that people traded for peanuts. And I watched them getting after quarterbacks, playing their you-know-what's off. It's super impressive.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. We're talking to Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider. Guru and I always have a lot of fun because he, you know, he really – has his finger on the pulse of every team out
this
there,
guy,
Ross. And he said about the Philadelphia Eagles, oh, something's going on. This is going to be 2023 all over again. Guru's feeling his sources back east say there's trouble in that Philadelphia Eagles locker room.
Well, I don't know about that.
Seth Joyner is my source, but go ahead, Ross.
Yeah. Oh, Seth Joyner, okay. Yeah, I mean, listen. I don't get involved in that.
Okay, I got you.
I really don't. You know, like, when people start commenting on, like, so-and-so's not a leader, so-and-so's this, like, how do you know? Based on one report from one guy, maybe 30 guys on the team think they're a great leader. Maybe the one guy who told the one reporter, I'm not talking about Seth, but the one guy who told the one reporter that so-and-so's not a good leader, maybe it's because they don't throw him the ball, or maybe it's because he stole his girlfriend. I don't – like, I'm just making stuff up, right? Like, the point is you never really know. So, for me, I go by what I see.
All right, what's going on in Philly?
Yeah, well, what's going on in Philly is for the last 6 quarters, they've played like crap. I mean, the 10 quarters before that, they beat the Packers. They beat the Lions. They were up 21-0. On Guru's Dallas Cowboys. And then, since then, they allowed the Cowboys to outscore them 24-21, and they allowed the Bears to run all over them. And it's bad. And it actually is weird because it follows the exact same formula from earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, they win 4 games. They lose a game in which they had a double-digit lead. It was Denver. This time it's Dallas. Then we all wonder, how are they going to react on a short week after that? The Giants destroyed them earlier in the year on a Thursday night. That's what the Bears did. So now if history repeats, they will now win four more straight games. Now we'll see if this 4-2, 4-2 thing continues. We'll find out a lot about them on Monday night.
Ross, let me ask you about the position that you played, the O-line for the Niners and McCaffrey. Stoddy and I were having a conversation yesterday about, not to me, he hasn't lost a step, but the Niner run game needs to get better. And they, you know, Cleveland's a good defense, 2.7 yards an average for McCaffrey on the day. But he leads the NFL with all that offensive talent, yards from scrimmage. So he's still electric to me. Why can't they get that part of their game going? And if they're going to make some noise in the playoffs, they got to, you know, get better at it. What are you seeing? Because of pass protection, they're fine. But I'm just, we're wondering, like, where's that run game? And why is the great McCaffrey not hitting the hole? Or why does it not look like he's hitting the hole like he used to?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because he does not look quite as explosive to me as he did in other years or before the injuries last year, which on the one hand you can say, uh-oh, he doesn't look quite as explosive. On the other hand, it makes what he's doing this year even more impressive. Over 800 rushing yards, over 800 receiving yards, it makes it even more impressive. The thought has crossed my mind that maybe he's beat up because of all the usage that he's had. And maybe that's part of the reason that he's not as fresh or as explosive. I mean, it's hard to argue with what they're doing, especially with him. They run the whole offense through him. They're having success. They're winning. I don't think he looks quite as dynamic as I'm accustomed to seeing him, but he's kind of made up for it with breaking tackles and savvy and all those things. And I don't think the blocking unit has done as good of a job. I don't think Trent Williams is quite what he used to be. I don't think Puni is having as good of a second year as he did first year. So there's a lot that goes into that. But I do think it's fair to say that McCaffrey doesn't look, and I'd be curious, you know, next gen stats and stuff, like when he breaks out, what's his GPS? How fast does he get? Because it's amazing he has this many yards.
Right.
I don't feel like he ever has more than like 15 on a play. It feels like it's like he's killing you with 5 to 12, 5 to 15, whether it's a run or a catch.
Yeah, he has not had as many long gains as he has, like, let's say 20 plus. We're joined by Ross Tucker here on 95.7 The Game. Ross, is there any way you can explain to me how the 49ers defense can still be pretty darn good, even though they lost unquestionably their two best defensive players in Bosa and Warner?
Well, so what's interesting about that is there are people that believe that defensively you can scheme well enough to have a competent defense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Right. So on some level, because they don't have those guys, I think teams aren't exactly sure what they're going to get from him. Ooh. You know, before it was like, okay, you got a double Bosa. He's the guy. They're going to put Fred Warner in this coverage. They like Fred Warner in this blitz. I think there's a little bit of an element of the unknown right now in how the Niners are playing defensively. Saleh, there was kind of a book on Saleh. You know, this is what he likes to do. This is what he likes to do. And I do think that they've been a little bit more multiple, a little bit more exotic with some of their coverages, some of their blitzes, some of their fronts. And I think people aren't used to seeing that from the Niners because they were always that team that's like, hey, they're so good, they're so talented, they're just going to do what they do and you got to react to it.
Ross, we didn't have the pleasure to speak to you last week, but I had the pleasure to go to the Monday night game against Niners Carolina. And in that game, I was as a fan, in that game, you know, Brock threw three picks in the first half and people around me right next to me were calling for Mac Jones. And I was like, man, this is crazy. And I was worried about him just in regard to the noise and the calls and texts we get going to Cleveland and the conditions, the win, that defense. Just share with us, if you can, your thoughts on the three picks in the half and then his performance against a damn good Cleveland defense in which they won.
Well, so the last pick by J.C. Horn was just an unbelievable play. He's not really even supposed to do what he did. I mean, he's a corner. No one's in his zone. He turned into a robber and just kind of did his own thing. That's just like a remarkable play, right? Remarkable play. I don't expect Purdy to see J.C. Horn coming from a million miles away on that. The first two were concerning because he was late with the throw and it was off target. Double whammy. Sometimes you can be late and it's still not going to cost you. Sometimes you can be off a little bit. It's not going to cost you. But when you're late and you throw the ball a little bit behind the receiver, that's the problem. That, you know, that's a double whammy because you enabled the DB to catch up and you threw it behind your receiver, kind of right to the DB, which I have not seen a lot of Purdy doing those type of mistakes. I thought he bounced back and definitely played better against arguably the best defense in the league. I mean, their number one pass defense in the league. The game was at Cleveland. It was windy. You saw how Sanders played. I thought that was pretty impressive what we saw from Brock in Cleveland.
Ross, I think it's kind of interesting what you were saying. So the way I understand it from you is maybe when you have Warner and Bosa on your defense, you put them out there and they'll quote-unquote do the job. Is what you're saying that Robert Saleh maybe this year, let's say the last two games, they're going up against Bryce Young and Shedeur Sanders. So because he doesn't have those guys, he might do something more specific against those younger quarterbacks than he might have if they just had their solid core out there.
So there's certain teams, Steiny, like the Bills are one of them, right? Where you talk to coaches and they'll say, man, they don't do a whole lot on defense. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get two shells, you know, zone coverage. You're going to get this underneath. Like, there are certain teams that have decided rather than, they all changed up to some extent. But some teams will throw the kitchen sink at you. Other teams will really major in what they do well because they're comfortable with it and they feel like their guys know it. Their guys know how to run it, how to operate in it. And their guys know what stresses the play, what doesn't stress the play. They know all of the, think about the Tampa cover two when they had Sapp and Lynch and Derek Brooks and those guys, right? They kind of did, you know, what they did, and they knew that they were talented enough and they knew the defense well enough that they could effectively execute.
Right.
I think Saleh's kind of always been looked at like that. Like, hey, give me D Lyman that can just have a great get off, fly up the field, wreak havoc, get in the backfield. I'm going to play, you know, what I'm going to play behind it and we'll be good. I think he's had to get out of maybe his comfort zone a little bit. And so if you are an offensive coordinator going against the Niners and you have your book on Robert Saleh, your book of Saleh, right? He likes this in this situation. He likes that in that situation. I feel like Salah has gone against tendency a little bit, especially recently, which has really helped.
Ross, they're 9-4, and to me and everybody, it's fascinating that, you know, they didn't succumb to the injuries, but they got, I'm calling it a bye week with the Titans, then Monday night at Indy, Sunday night Chicago. I'm running around the studio telling everybody Seattle game's going to be flexed, but those are three games, Ross. If somehow they qualify for the playoffs, how close are the Niners to you being that team nobody wants to face?
Yeah, I think the way they're playing right now, they probably are one of those teams right now. Because you know the other thing is, too? Unlike some of these AFC teams, the Niners have the playoff pedigree. Mm. So if they're the 7th seed or the 6th seed, and they're going into Seattle or L.A. or Chicago or Green Bay or Philly, they're not going to be scared at all, you know? Some of these other teams, you wonder, which is, by the way, why Chicago's win in Philly was so big. Some of the other teams, you wonder just what their psyche would be in certain situations against certain teams, certain quarterbacks. The Niners, with their pedigree, they got enough guys that have been there, done that. They're not going to be afraid of anybody if they get to the tournament, which I think they will.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure. Always great talking with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.